Beloved, there is indeed a story around at the moment that your people are on such an evolutionary trip. That there is a place to get to, something yet to be achieved, a marker, a deadline, a number, a quantifiable, measurable goal in order to ensure the safekeeping of every soul on board this ship that we call Earth, that is Gaia, sailing. There is no measurable goal. There is no tipping point that has not already been far exceeded. There is no marker. There is only every single soul on this ship is heading in the same direction. Every single one. They may be a different places in the picture of their own evolution, of their own growth. And those pictures cannot be correlated, cannot be measured against each other. There's no linearity here. No one here has not agreed. And this includes those you would call Anunnaki, reptilians, the dark overlords, who have their place in this picture. No one is here who has not agreed to be part of the picture of change for the better, by which we mean the picture of humanity self-realizing its interconnectedness within all life, within the cosmos, within consciousness itself. And every single one shall be carried, helped, supported, and loved, held in the utmost of grace, the most grace allowable. And believe me, those permissions come from the individual, not from anything external to anyone. Everyone shall be held in the most grace allowable. Which is why we come back to that. Back in the earlier part of this year, we spoke of two worlds. The world of polarity and the world of unity. Two realities coexisting within one planet, supporting those who are aligned within a unity paradigm, alongside those who are aligned within the polarity paradigm. And not a single person has been excluded from the picture of humanity coming home to itself, to the right realization of oneness. Every single person here, regardless of the paradigm with which they have been aligned, is in an ascension process. It is simply a matter of how they have chosen to experience their ascension process. And all of you are alongside each other, and all of you can interact. And you know the currency that makes it possible, that enables you all to coexist, is love. When this love unites you all. It makes a mockery of your differences. It does not matter where you stand, where you sit, what your stories are. You all know how to connect, communicate, and respond lovingly to each other. And this is what you shall be encouraged into, not as a thought, not as a banner, not as an idea, but as a resonant, embodied, physical, emotional state of awareness. How to communicate across these divides, these seeming divides, with love, as love communicating with itself. For all of you, our love communicating with itself. That is the simplest and the highest realization you can bring to any situation. And it is not always easy. If it was, there would be nothing left to do for any of you. In the year 2021, you shall be called to greater heights, greater magnificence, greater beauty, greater astoundingness, astounding acts of human compassion, human love, human ferocity, human vitality. You shall be called to be even more of yourselves by what shows up to confront you, to challenge you, to call you forward, to move you from behind or call you from in front. But you shall all be held in love, in grace, and in the divine intervention which is interceding for humanity at this time, which is here as a result of those those beings who have been interceding for humanity at this time. So that not a one of you need experience more than is necessary to move you forward. This may, it may appear as though this is not the case, but we ask you to remember the intensity of this current phase of your own evolution, the quickening of your ascension. We ask you to recognize the multiplicity of change making happening within your consciousness and your planet now, and to recognize that the field for this change making will be the field of your own creations, where you are being called to recognize and realize yourselves as sovereign creators of your own reality. Therefore, you must be confronted with where you are invested in perceiving yourselves as victims within your own creations. But this will happen with as much love as you can allow. The more love you show each other, the more love you respond to yourself and to others with, the more love you welcome in to your experience of 2021, the more grace you open the door to. This is consciousness opening its eyes from deep inside, looking upon another human being and seeing beyond other. This is consciousness remembering, answering that question, who am I? By seeing itself in another's eyes. You are all one, consciousness. You are all one. You are not the same, but you are all one. You are having a shared experience to support you physically remembering this. Beyond the noise of your processing, necessary though it is a deep peace. And it is the peace of remembering. And it comes through when you stop. When you make time to come to stillness, to pause, to step outside the noise of your own thoughts, your own doingness. And that is another reason why these events are calling you to halt, to come home physically, actually, materially, come home. And face in your worlds the symbolic representation of your creations, the world of your creations as seen from the center, from the nucleus of the cell. The eyes of consciousness don't reside in the head, but in the heart and center, and they see in all directions, and they are being asked to open, to look into the worlds of your own creating, to allow your physical worlds to represent the worlds of consciousness that you each are. Your domain showing itself to you, for you to review, for you to respond to, for you to be with. And as you re-respond, you rewrite reality, all of you, each of you, not by coming together and fighting the forces of darkness, but by coming home to yourself and being present with what's in front of you, with what arises, and the truth of what moves in you in each moment, with each new, unexpected, unprecedented situation. You are showing yourselves to yourselves, and you are changing beyond recognition at a rate so far accelerated, many of you cannot recognise even that you are moving. For is it not strange to think of yourselves as moving when you are sitting still? And yet, you are not the person you were 2 minutes ago. You are not the person you were 2 seconds ago. Not a one of you is not changing through this. In ways you have asked. We are astounded. We are amazed. We are overjoyed. And we are vastly, deeply, immeasurably respectful. To each of you. For what you are doing has never been done before. And we watch with interest, anticipation, and you would say bated breath to see what you are going to do next. How you are going to change now. We don't know. We wait to see. And we hold your hand and stand by your side and provide the help we're invited to provide. But we don't know. You are doing this. You, all of you, are doing this. Your hearts beat within the heart of Gaia. Your bodies dwell within the belly of her. You breathe her breath. You eat of her body, her trees. When you move, you play like music, like notes upon her skin, her nerves, her senses. You are part of her. You come from her. You are within her. Every breath of you, always. And she, like a mother, loves you all. And as she ascends, she takes care of you, her charges. Not just her charges, but an extension within her of earth consciousness. In this beautiful hybrid, starborn beings, intergalactic folk, who've agreed to be here and also be Earth consciousness, to dance in and as the body of Gaia while she ascends. Her planetary ascension is your ascension. Your species, your race, you're ascending together. So the year 2021 is characterized by three words, these words, symbiosis, sovereignty, and synergy. We will look forward to and enjoy expounding, unfolding more on each of those words as the year goes by. But mostly we look forward to you being witness to, party to, friends to you. And guides too, and overlookers watching over you as you move through what's now, what's next. and let go of what's been. And now they're just giving me this celebration, this huge round of applause. It's phenomenal. That was...
how reassuring.
The guide speaking there, it's like seeing into an Albert Hall, a vast hall. Ooh. There's like hordes of angels, tribes of light beings, councils of overseers. Gaia consciousness. Gaia is speaking.
Gosh.
The elementals are here. There's a symphony of consciousness speaking here.
Gosh.
And they managed to speak with one voice. They managed
to... my gosh. Oh my god.
This is just amazing.
Wow. Oh my god, if we could only see every day that they're all like, it's all kind of fine, just keep doing love. Just a bit more love. Wow.
We say you are the love. Mm. And the myriad ways in which you remember are both tiny and magnificent. And brilliant. And you're doing it. It's okay. You are doing it. You're being it. You're doing it. You're enough. You are there. Already.
Wow. Astonishing. Astonishing.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes. Profound, profound thanks. So then we're all just watching over us.
Beloved, you are stars. You know this. You are earth, fire, water. You are soul, you are spirit. You are ether, you are air. You're plants, you're stone, you're mineral, you're crystal. You're energy, you're formless, and you are fully formed. And in all of you, in each of you, there are more forms than you can count, than you can imagine, that make up all of who you are. All of who you've been makes up all of who you are. You're all of this. You are not small. That is the one thing you are not. You have been led to believe that you are tiny. Stop it. This is ridiculous. It is a nonsense. And it is a joy to see you wake up to this nonsense and begin to see it for what it was. It was a story. It was a game. You were playing. Well done. Get over it. And get on with it. There's a world of play waiting for you, and creation can be fun. Thank you. I think that was Merlin. Yes, that was Merlin.
I shall never say, Merlin, that I am small or people are small again. Thank you. We are not like ants. No, we are mighty.
Oh, beloveds, we invite you to delight in the little details of life. To see the greatness in the smallness, the beauty of play, the beauty of light as it falls in a new way, in a new moment. You have this, you can do this. We are here to meet you in the smallest moments, in the tiniest details. Mm-hmm. We play here, we play with you here. When you bring your attention here, you come to meet us, the hidden, the silent, the unrepresented largely, and quite unspoken realm of the elemental consciousnesses that are here right beside you, right behind the scenes, just before consciousness becomes creation. It comes through us. We play with you all the time. We have no judgment of your creations. You have plenty, but we have none. We have preferences. But we do not judge. We are an invitation to play. You will find us more communicative, more communicating with your young ones, for they are innocent, open, full of awe and full of wonder. These qualities are what we would call to in you. You can be any age and meet us here in this playground. All you require is your own innocence, your own awe, your own wonder, and the ability to suspend your disbelief. Not suspend disbelief. Suspend your own seriousness about the world. And here we are. We are the rainbow. We are the raindrop. We are the dewdrop. We are the wood, the bark on trees. We are the breeze and the leaves. We are everywhere. I will be here. When you're ready, we'll be here just like that. Right away. Ready to show up and always, always ready to play. So, please, meet us in the field of play. Not seriousness. Your world is becoming new. And it becomes new through us, too. So you can't have your new world unless you remember how to play. This is vital. This is very important. It's very serious in a very non-serious way.